The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Of course, 51551 for text, or you can send us an email to ray@rte.ie. Now, this weekend, down in Thurles, Fela 19 happens at Semple Stadium. It's the perfect nostalgia gig, and it's curated, no less.
It is.
Curated by Tom Dunn, lead singer,
yes.
With Something Happens and broadcaster. You're a curator now, are you?
It's more working out the ones that don't belong.
Oh, is that it?
One of these things is not like the other. Like, my job is to make sure none of them get through.
So only people
together.
Who performed at Fela.
You know, I could be forgiven if you're great, you know. But, you know, there are bands of that era. Like, last year it was very much the Hot House Flowers and the Four of Us. And this year it's Sinead.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And Therapy and bands like that. So, yeah, it's just make sure it all sits together.
Right.
That really,
that's your job.
I think that's vital.
Yeah.
I think if you tune into a radio show and they play three tracks you like, and then there's one that really stands out, you think, did a producer make him play that or something? And you lose confidence in the whole show.
Yeah, you're right.
So you need to keep that kind of integrity.
Yeah. So it's a big ask on you then, because you're responsible, as in you're one of the organisers. You're called on to MC.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're fronting Something Happens.
That's a bit much, isn't it?
It is a bit much.
If I was selling hamburgers out front, it would just be, you know, you wouldn't be surprised, would you?
The full deal. Yes. Because, you know, which brings us on to your health issues.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you since, but I saw you on the Late Late Show, which you looked a bit shook on the Late Late Show.
Yeah, some people were saying I didn't feel it.
Right.
By comparison to how I'd been, I felt great.
So it's November a year ago.
November the 15th. There are certain dates now. My birthday, Christmas Day, and November the 15th. That's a big day now. It's coming up to it. It's been on my mind.
So from reading about it, you had a heart condition that was sort of on hold, or was it?
It was developing. It was a congenital condition that was discovered about 12 years ago. My aorta was there was a problem with it, and it was aging faster than the rest of my body because of that, and it was calcifying.
Right.
And a condition called stenosis was developing in it, especially stiffening up. And the stiffer it got, the harder my heart had to work to make it beat and I get the blood through it. So it was always moderate stenosis, and the doctor, the cardiologist, always said, do what you want, to exercise. But when I went back after Fela last year, it was severe stenosis. And that's when they said you need to see a surgeon.
And what were the symptoms?
None.
It was just a regular checkup.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The only thing I can see, two instances where I was very tired. I did a big long drive, and after it, I felt I needed to go to bed straight away. And then the day after Fela, I did the Friday night and slept for 12 hours, which is very unusual.
But all that pressure, the stress, performing, all the things we've outlined.
Yeah, you think that's what... Of course you sleep for 12 hours.
Yes.
But afterwards I thought, could that have been the heart? And it may have been. So no symptoms. And that is the real danger. I could have just done something and the heart could have either just stuck, either open or closed. Either one's going to kill you. And I had a 70% risk of that happening in the next 2 years when I saw the surgeon. So right now that risk is removed and I feel amazing.
And a new appreciation of life,
I
imagine.
Of everything. I'm swimming a lot at the moment in the 40-foot, and I just find you hit the water and you look around at the sun shining and you think, I'll come here every day.
Even in December?
We'll see. If I make it to November the 15th, I think I'll be happy, you know.
And what were the landmark days in your recovery? Because you were going in sort of healthy then, were you?
That'll live with me forever. Grace, the admissions nurse, said, now you're going to be pretty angry because you're healthy now and you won't be in a few days' time. And when I came to a week later, I was out for 6 days.
Completely out?
Completely out, yeah. My kidneys failed during the operation. So I don't know what was going on, but I was very ill. And when I came to, they said, you've been to the wars, which is their way of saying...
You've been through the wars,
yeah.
Right, sure. it's a euphemism, yeah. Well, it's not really a euphemism, been through the wars.
A lot had been going on.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't walk, I couldn't put shoes on, I couldn't move. I was, my legs were like rugby players' legs. I'd gained 10 kilograms in fluid retention during that time. So... But again, just I took that as normal inside about an hour. You know, I just suddenly you're just thinking, where's the TV remote control and can I get to the bathroom on my own? And then about a week later, I could do most things on my own. I was out of hospital after about 10 days. couldn't really walk very much. Could walk for just a few minutes a day. But slowly it came back, you know. And by Christmas, I was able to make it to Dunleary from the house.
So that was a moment.
Over the moon about it. Yeah. I was able to buy small things, a newspaper, small presents for the kids, all that kind of stuff. And then after that, the big clear date was January the 13th, back to the surgeon. And the all clear, literally the all clear, like, don't come back for another year.
Is it a stent or what is it?
Oh, no. I have a new aorta.
Oh, you have a new aorta?
Yeah, I've got.
All right, it's heavy stuff.
A pig valve.
Right, yeah. There's a bit of pig in you.
There is, yes. And behind that...
How do you feel about that, Tom?
I just take it, you know, grand. What you need to do to fix me, do it.
Yeah.
Then behind it was the aortic stem that had become... that was damaged and had to be replaced. And then they did a little bypass while they were in there. They just saw a little bit of plaque and they thought, we can't risk having to come back in here. Do it now. So... A lot of work.
You know? Yeah.
And that valve is ticking away. It's opening and closing.
Brilliant.
It's perfectly seated. The efficiency of my heart is back.
You're going to play for us, and I'm going to chat to you more. But a final question before we go to Noakt. Did you notice the difference then when eventually, you know...
I notice it now.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I'm walking the dog, and there was this halfway point on a walk with the dog when I used to need to sit for a minute.
Uh-huh. You don't need to sit anymore.
No, I'm getting there and I'm thinking, this isn't enough.
So this is even pre-operation you had to sit?
Yeah.
You thought it was old age.
Age.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't. There we go. So the dog is super fit.
Oh, age is used as an excuse for a lot of things.
Well, you don't know what to expect.
Yeah,
you
haven't been in this position. You're doing it for the first time.
Yes, this is all new.
This is all new. I've never been 55 before.
No.
Doctor.
No. So, this was like...
Right. Tom is going to stay with us. He's going to sing for us, which we're really looking forward to. But an ish tosh you now, the free skeleton and oak to Le Seamus O'Scanlan. Tom Dunn is still with us. Dave has been on. He says, exactly the same story as me with aortic stenosis.
Yeah.
I had the operation as a 26-year-old newly married man, 25 years on, and 3 kids later, still here.
I understand
everything that man has been through. That's you, Tom. Like being punched by McGregor 20 times in the chest, but I got the metal valve, not the pig valve. Best of luck, Tom. Were you given a choice?
Yeah, I was. I went through the pig valve because I didn't want to be on warfarin. And he'd be on warfarin now. I really didn't want that.
So
I went for the pig valve, which is a lesser life on it. But we'll cross that bridge when we come.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is. It could be as little as 12, but I don't think so. And I think if it is little as 12, they'll be able to fix it without going through my chest.
Right. So it'll be keyhole. Yeah. Tom Dunn is healthy, standing here. He's performing at Fela 19, curating it, emceeing it, selling the burgers outside.
Yes. Little
Tom. Outside Hayes's. And it's at Semple Stadium this weekend. And the triptotip.com. Tickets are still available. And it's a brilliant lineup, isn't it?
Ah, it is.
Yeah.
It was a golden generation. You know I would say that, but still.
I know, but you're right.
They're great.
And it's great to have Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, that is going to be so powerful, you know. And I'm going to be on stage to see that. I'll be side stage to perform, to watch her performing. And that's, she's a once in a generational singer. She really is. She's spectacular.
Somebody asked me the other day, would you like to have Transition Vamp on the show? And I said, I don't care. And nobody got it.
Your best lines.
Yeah, I know. They were all too young. Anyway, what are you going to sing?
This is going to be Rocky Raccoon from the Beatles' White Album.
Brilliant.
And you will notice
and
the first line.
You were listening to this while you were recovering?
I was on, morphine in the afternoons.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Is it a good way to listen to it?
It actually was a good way to listen to it, yes.
Tom Dunn.
Somewhere in the Black Mountain hills of Dakota lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy. It hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing of his fancy.
at the hoedown. Rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. Danny was hot. He drew first and shot. And Rocky collapsed in the corner. Woo! Came in stinking of gin and proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. The Rocky Raccoon fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out and he left in no doubt to help with good Rocky's revival.
Hey! Alan Connors on piano.
Isn't he just sensational?
Oh,
what a player.
What a privilege to be in the same room.
What
Alan.
A player.
Always.
I could watch that all night.
Yeah. Well, I'd prefer to listen to it, but and watch it maybe. Yeah. Tom, that was great.
Thanks very much. Joy to sing.
And you're going to stay with us and the triptotape.com for tickets to Fela 19 at Semple Stadium this weekend down in Thurles. Tom's going to sing us out with his, well, I was going to say your greatest hit, but that's fair.
It is. Spotify will tell you that.
What? Spotify will tell you that. So Tom's staying with us. Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Tom Dunn, can you change a bulb?
Yes.
Change the plug?
Absolutely.
Alan, can you change blue? Yeah, you can do all of that. Are you afraid of spiders?
No, not
no,
the least.
Right. Alan, no, not afraid of spiders.
Trying to get my kids not to be. That's a different kind of thing.
Right, okay. Would you be able, this is a serious one now, CPR. Would you be able to do CPR?
No, I wouldn't.
No.
Or the Heimlich.
Yeah.
See, yeah, that
is
serious.
I think even as adults, we were trying to do it a few years ago, maybe we'll come back to it, to have a CPR day.
Yeah, it's really important.
A CPR day where local halls would open up and you could go along and there'd be loads of people on the one day would train in CPR.
Yeah, and you know, and it's free. Like you can learn, you can go along to your local Order of Malta, your John's Ambulance or whatever, I think, and they do these courses. But it is something that, I mean, I have to put my hands up and say I knew how to do it because my eldest daughter was premature and you weren't allowed to bring them home from the hospital
without
the training.
Yes.
But it's a long time ago and I would still kind of hope that in the situation someone else would know it.
Yeah, I witnessed it recently. I can't give too much details. I witnessed it in action. Wow. And my word, it was just, and it was two people in this situation who knew CPR.
Civilians.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if not, that man was dead.
Mm. And they saved him.
Saved his life. Yeah. Saved his life.
Wow.
And it just, to see.
I saw a man collapse one morning when I was going to work very early. And I stood over him and I thought, what am I going to do? And then immediately a hand went on my shoulder and said, leave this to me. And it was a nurse on his way to work.
Right, okay. So there you go.
You were so relieved. Yeah.
Thanks for having your guest at Framing HE. Great subject. Taught it my entire working career. Great skills in all five sections of syllabus. Fiona, do you want to stay on and listen? There's man.
I would love to stay on.
But I don't know
I'd
what he's saying to me.
Stay on.
Yeah. Okay. Will you sing us out on Parachute?
We haven't sung Parachute to you in a long time.
Not individually, anyway.
No.
So
here we go. It's beautiful, isn't it? Straight away, you know where you're going.
You
better play it again, Al.
And jump. You can't stay here forever when everyone else is gone. Being all alone won't seem that clever. Take your parachute and go. It's gonna have to be some. parachute and jump. You're gonna have to take flight. And if the wind don't catch you, I will, I will. If the wind's not there, I'm here. Don't look out before you. You know it's a long way down. I'll make it safer for you. Your parachute won't let you down. Take a parachute and go. Maybe come back tomorrow. Take a parachute, I am. Stop you ever getting sorrow. If the winds don't catch you, I will, I will. If the wind's not there, I'm here. And the winds might blow over you, and the winds might cut you in two, unless perhaps get a raincoat, take your parachute and go. Wave to me as you are falling, take your parachute and jump. Santa's just be calling. It's a beautiful day for jumping. Nothing here should keep you back. I'll make it safer for you. Your parachute is on your back. If the winds don't catch you, I will, I will. If the wind's not there, I'm here. 'Cause the wind's my chance. The winds might change. Woo-hoo, ha. Woo-hoo, ha. Woo-hoo, ha. Woo-hoo, ha. Take a parachute, a parachute, a parachute, I am. Take a parachute, a parachute, a parachute, I am. Jump.
What a lovely down-to-earth man Tom Dunn is. I've listened to him all day, wishing him all the best.
Thanks very much.
And Paul was on to say that I love listening to him on the radio. He has a great understanding of music.
Do my best.
So there you go.
I certainly love it enough. For sure.
And for you, Fiona Looney, Water Safety Ireland have been on to say that swimming has been on the primary school curriculum since 2003.
Oh, very good.
So,
I didn't know that.
Say, yeah. And marriage in four words, I'll leave you on this one, from Val and Kerry, sorry, I love you.
It gets better every day, no?
I don't know if that's true for Val and Kerry.
It's too many words.
All right.
Tom Dunn, good luck with Fiona. Fiona Looney, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks very much, Alan. Thank you. That was brilliant on the piano. Mary Wilson's on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.